Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution providing savings and checking options, consumer lending, and mortgages, plus the mobile banking app featuring Bill Pay. More online at bsfcu.com.
And from Open Door Health Services, offering walk-in care for immediate needs at Open Door Urgent Care in Muncie's Southway Center Plaza, open 363 days a year, including evening hours, and serving all patients regardless of insurance coverage. More at opendoorhs.org.
This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and today we are going to talk turkey. Well, tips for turkey, that is. And with me is Derek Hilbert and Trisha Shireman, and they are going to tell us about this awesome event coming up this month. Derek, talk to me a little bit about how this started. Where did Tips for Turkey begin?
It started 4 years ago. I was actually bartending at a local establishment here in Muncie. Mm-hmm. And literally 2 days, 4 days before Thanksgiving, I decided on a Sunday that on Tuesday night, I was going to donate all of my tips and go out the day before Thanksgiving. And we were going to find local families at random in the grocery store and take care of their grocery bills.
Wow. And talk to me about how it evolved from that one night or that one day to what it is today.
Well, the first year, I raised just $250 and ended up taking care of five households. And the next year, I hadn't really thought much about it. And several people that were patrons of mine had asked if I was going to do it again, and because they wanted to donate some items and do some silent auctions. And so on a whim, we did it a second year. I think it was approximately 9 silent auction items. Mm-hmm. And increased from $250 to $2,305 that had been raised in that second year. And we took care of 43 households that second year. So it was something that it was like, oh, we might be onto something that I didn't realize we would be onto.
Sure, absolutely.
And pretty much from there then, it just evolved. Year three, I was no longer at the same establishment, but it was normally my tips that went towards this, mm-hmm. and along with a few auction items from local artists or businesses. And so year three and four, we promoted the event, and it just grew. And for our fourth year, for instance, we raised $7,458.
Wow.
And took care of 151 households.
Wow. And you had how many auction items?
Last year, it was, I believe, around 91 silent auction items.
Wow, that is a lot of auction items. That's a lot of people really wanting to get involved.
That was all people in the community, local artists and businesses who donated their time, their art, their products, gift certificates and whatnot, and all to this cause.
Wow. And that brings me to you, Trisha. Why did you decide to get involved? I think from day one, right? That first year?
I was
second year.
I was in the second year. But when I heard what he was doing, how could I not? It's such a good thing to do. And it made sense to do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So tell me about what happens, you know, the event happens, and before we get to when the event is this year, tell me what happens the day that you go out and go shopping for all of these families. Kind of walk me through that process.
Well, basically, we go to local grocery stores. We try to frequent places that we feel people are getting the best value for their dollar, mm-hmm. and because that also allows us to get the best value of our dollars.
Right, sure.
That the community's brought in for us. And, you know, we take a walk around the stores and we try to just basically we kind of discriminate on the contents of your grocery cart, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, we want to make sure that you're buying good, nutritious food for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And we try to get Thanksgiving carts.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Need to say it. Yeah.
And, you know, if you got a bunch of junk food and beer in your cart, we're probably not going to take care of it.
And so you're looking for families who may need a little help,
mm-hmm.
During Thanksgiving. That tends to be a pretty expensive holiday,
right? Christmas
holiday,
is coming
right?
up, yeah. And usually people have people over for Thanksgiving, and if they have a turkey in their car, that's usually the family's going to their house,
right.
So maybe they need a little extra help.
Right. Talk to me about the response that you've received from some of the people that you approach in the grocery stores.
It gets emotional.
I know it does.
Absolutely. It's very heart-tugging. I mean, people are very thankful.
Tears, a lot of tears.
Yeah, a lot of hugs,
sometimes.
Tears. a lot of gratitude. People are very blessed. Or feel very blessed. It's all complete random acts of kindness that we're doing it. We don't take names in advance or anything. Yeah. We just search you out and hope we're making the right decision. Sure. And for the most part, we found that we have. Between the reactions we receive right there in the store at the time, the stories that we read online that people tag us in and come back to us.
Yeah, that's been cool to get tagged in the stories of someone's like, oh, my friend, you guys helped my friend out.
Oh, that's like, wonderful. Yeah.
And we really find out through that aspect, like Trisha just said, that, you know, we find that we're really actually making the right decisions in who we randomly pick, you know, because when someone tells us that we helped out one of their friends or a family member or an acquaintance
more than
of
just
an acquaintance,
that family.
Sure.
It's branching out.
We find out how much some of these people actually really could use that. And sometimes they share with us on their own, whether they recently lost a job to no fault of their own. Sure. And are on unemployment and limited income. And we just find that, you know, we're doing the right thing, mm-hmm. and we're working in the right areas of Muncie to try to help out the community as a whole.
Right.
And if it weren't for all of our community, especially our downtown friends and all of our local artists and businesses that come together and help make this happen for the rest of the community. We're just trying to show the love.
Absolutely. Trisha, talk to me about the volunteers that get together and actually go in and do the shopping. How many of you are there, and what's that like?
There's been four of us last year, mm-hmm. and we just split up the money. We all have a certain amount of money, and we just kind of go off on our own. We'll come together and chit-chat a little bit, and we're like, hey, I saw this person, maybe, if you get to him before I do. And it's, we just spend our money as we feel.
Yeah. Is there a story that maybe stands out to you, an experience, an exchange, once you offer to say, I mean, how do you approach them? I guess we'll start there. What do you say when you walk up to someone?
Getting started is always strange.
Right.
But once you get your first person, you get a flow going and it feels more calm. But I'm always just like, hi, you know, I'm going to pay for your groceries today. And it's always a confusion and they're not sure what's going to happen. And I'm like, oh no, like it's not. I don't want anything from you.
Right,
it's
no strings attached.
Yes, we're just out here. We're doing tips for Turkey. And I kind of ask some questions. And that's when I'll tell them, you know, downtown communities came together and we raised some money. We're here to spend it. And I picked you.
And then the tears.
Yes. And then they're like, oh.
Sure.
There's one instance that year before last, there's multiple from every year, but year before last, I can recall one of the volunteers had picked out two ladies that he saw come in the store, had an infant with them, and this volunteer had approached them in the store and was talking to them and just let them know that he wanted them to get anything and everything they needed for their household in the store that day.
Fill up their cart.
And he said, we're going to take care of your entire grocery cart today. Please just get whatever you need to stock your cupboards. And they had a conversation. They weren't sure why he was doing this. And he just let them know, you know, we were part of something that, you know, we raised this money to do this. And he felt compelled to help them out. Mm-hmm. And as they're shopping through the store, he had let me know about this. And so I went through the store and just said hello to them and introduced myself and said, ladies, I know another one of my volunteers has approached you. I said, I just want you to know he was absolutely serious. Please fill up your cart with anything you want. We will be up front and take care of your cart today. And they thanked us and went on. We left them alone to do their shopping and they got up to the front checkout aisle and they're in line, and the one lady, she's just looking down at the floor and just very silent. And the other lady, she's kind of looking ahead but not saying much to her friend or anyone else. And eventually they get all checked out, and we approach, and their grocery bill was a couple $100s. And we paid it. And as we're doing that, the lady who'd been looking down at the floor, she just broke down and wanted to hug all of us. And, you know, we embraced her with her hugs and took care of the grocery bill, ended up helping them bag their groceries and whatnot. And they shared with us that, you know, they were two best friends and one had moved in with the other with her baby because she'd been laid off from her job.
Wow.
And they were astounded that, you know, anybody would take their time, energy, or money and help them out, because who are they? And you know what? They are part of our community.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's why we do it.
We're all in it together.
And the reason we just, like that instance there, the whole reason I started this event the first year that I did it was because when I was in my early 20s, I had some struggles, and there was a couple people who stepped up and helped me out in ways that I could never repay them. And at this point in my life, I've found a way to pay it forward, but I don't know where these other individuals are to ever contact. So this is my way of doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if people want to get involved, this is where the event itself comes in, right?
Yes.
Tell us when the event is, where it's at, what time, and what we can look forward to at the event this year.
This will be the third year that the event's going to be held at the Fickle Peach in downtown Muncie. That's at 117 West Charles Street. This year it's going to be held on Saturday, November 17th. We will be holding silent auction items from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Okay. And then at 9 p.m., once the auction's end, we'll get everyone taken care of. And from there, then we're going to have live music provided by a local couple who are called Married Folk. Mm-hmm. And they're going to perform from 9 to midnight that evening.
Great. Can you? I know you've already started getting some of those donations and auction items. They're rolling in as we speak. Can you tell us, you know, kind of what some of those might be, or what people can look forward to seeing on the...
We always have a variety of things from our local artists. We have paintings, we have photographs, yeah. We have scarves. Actually, we have a friend who makes scarves and started last year before last year's event, wow. making scarves yeah. for this year. And
I heard the scarves are hot items.
They absolutely
are. There's
like
a bidding war happens with these scarves.
They absolutely are. If you get on Facebook and type in 5th Annual Tips for Turkey, you'll find the event page on social media. And some of those scarves are actually pictured on there right now. And as items roll in, we're posting pictures of items that will be available for silent auction on that day.
Wonderful. So you're still taking donations, and if someone wants to contribute to the silent auction or contribute to the event in some way, what should they do, Derek?
They can do one of two things. They can either drop items off at the Fickle Peach during regular business hours, or they can contact me through the Facebook page, and you can email me, you can leave a note on the page, and my phone number's on there as well, so you'd be able to contact me directly if you needed to, and we'll get you going with that. All donations are accepted. We have a phenomenal setup of items in the past few years that I have no doubt we're going to meet or exceed again this year. And I just want to say thank you once again to all of our business leaders and local artists who help pitch in on this.
That's wonderful. So what are your goals for this year? What do you want to hit this year as far as maybe number of families you want to help or money you want to raise? What's your target?
Every year, I've never really set a financial goal or even a number of families goal other than I'd like to meet or exceed the previous year.
Sure.
And this year, for the first time ever, just because I've seen what the community can do when they all come together, this year, I would honestly like to see us hit one of two goals, either 200 families or $10,000 and get close to 200 families.
Wow.
With what we've done in the past 4 years, it's totaled up to close to $14,000 that we've raised in 4 years and taken care of 275 families. And that breaks down to an average of about $51.65. Some of those families, you know, we're spending $20 on, and some of them we're spending $200 sure. on. It just, that's what the average has worked out to. Absolutely.
Tell me how you're feeling, each of you, on Thanksgiving, as you're sitting there, you know, perhaps sitting down to your own Thanksgiving meal, you probably can't help but think about what some of those families that you helped the day before are doing. Talk to me about that.
Well, I missed my family's Thanksgiving last year simply because I was mentally exhausted from the event the day before.
Sure.
Which it was okay, and I'm okay with that. You know what? I still had Thanksgiving. I actually had a friend who brought me Thanksgiving dinner over to my house just because they knew I didn't want to leave my home last year. It definitely can be a bit tolling, but it's well worth every bit of it.
I think it takes a day or two to kind of process sure. everything because we do a lot in just a little set time.
Absolutely.
And it takes us a minute to...
You know,
go through everything.
Yeah, mental health counselors, they don't see 151 people in a week's time, and we did it in a day. So it's challenging, but it is very rewarding, and I think it also allows a whole group of us to bond even more. And as with our friendships, which are pretty solid anyhow in the downtown community. I mean, there's a lot of great people in this community. So,
well, thank you both for giving back to the community the way you do each and every year. And I hope this year's Tips for Turkey blows the other ones out of the water. As far as, you know, your donations and your silent auction items and then the families that you are able to help this year. So thank you both for coming in today.
Hey, thank you.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft and is supported in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union and Open Door Health Services. To hear more from this conversation and listen to past episodes, visit our program website at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.